of Bob McNamara?
Yes, sir.
Terrible picture.
Ready, sir.
Good morning.
Bob?
Yes, Mr. President.
I have an interesting thing here. We have Wayne Morse's speech, "Is an America Protected in Asia Worth War?" It's mimeographed for release noon, April 24, '64. The war the United States is fighting in South Vietnam is a menace to the American people for two reasons. And then it goes on and... here's the whole history of Indochina. Let me see, I'm just turning the pages. Quotes Beadle Smith and Secretary Dulles. Anyway, I can turn all the pages, at 38 of them. "I asked President Johnson why the United Nations flag had not been invited into Vietnam. In the absence of UN action, the absence of a joint CETO action, the absence of congressional declaration of war, men and planes fighting under the American flag have no business in Vietnam. The longer they fight, the more we send, the harder we will find it to end the conflict. President Johnson and the American people have a challenge before them, not to make a bigger war in Asia, but to bring the United Nations into Asia. If he will turn his talents to that end, he will be acting in accord with the legal and foreign policy principles which the United States has long professed. He will be acting in accord with the United Nations Charter, and I be believing he acts in the best interest of the United States of America." Now, Johnson inherited many things from Eisenhower and Kennedy. He sought to change. He inherited a 5-year-old railroad struggle. He did not perpetuate, he settled it. He inherited a chronic state of poverty. He did not perpetuate, he's changing it. Why should the Dulles Eisenhower administration's policy be perpetuated? I'm looking, I hope I can find McNamara's war in here somewhere so I can include you in the effort. Yeah, Johnson said our aid would be increased more. Nixon, outlook is steadily degrading. That is what Secretary McNamara's policy statements about Vietnam really mean. He's trying to foreclose diplomatic handling of the issue. He's trying to keep it a military issue, military war, the military solution. Now, what's amusing about this? I haven't read it all. I just looked at it. It was sent to my secretary. And I don't want you to say this to anybody else. I just want you to know it. Who is a lieutenant colonel in the WACS. And it was sent in the Department of the Army Office Secretary envelope.
My God, you believe it. It's amazing. I can't understand such a thing.
Now, he can frank it himself. Apparently, he just didn't have the energy to mimeograph it and frank it and type the envelope, because he has the frank. But this is delivered to her home. What time was it delivered? Saturday. And it's, I've got the envelope, Department of the Army, Office of Secretary of Washington, D.C., official business.
Didn't make any sense at all to me. I can't understand why they'd do it. Or who would do it.
I would imagine he just didn't have the time to do it.
Why would the Army send it out?
Well, I imagine the Army is against your war in Vietnam.
No. Let me look into this thing. It's an extraordinary circumstance.
Send a message over here to Ms. Roberts and pick this up.
I'll do that.
And then don't use her name and don't say it came to the White House, but just see how many of them were sent.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Thank you.